waking up with a smile on my face. Seeing you here beside me fills that empty space that used to be my heart. That used to be my heart. I'm waking up with a smile on my face. Just having you here beside me fills that empty space that used to get me down as I went from town to town. Left me staring at the ceiling, thinking my life had no meaning. Another 100 miles of road passes me. Another joint, another town, another someone else I think I'd like to be. I get to thinking on his lot. He ain't got you and that's a lot. He got a frozen TV dinner, Sunday zealot, Friday sinner. I'm moving on, I'm moving on, just moving on.
And salutations. I'm Jerry, your host, and tonight I'm all about fine dining. Yes, the subject is dinner. You know, I had a really nice one earlier this week. My oldest daughter was home and made the best fries I've ever had. Cinnamon, sugar, and salt tossed with olive oil and sweet potatoes sliced into quarter-inch batons, then baked until crispy. Yum.
Potato, be my honey lamb. I dance around the campfire, I hang around a while. We light the car ceiling, or someone else inside. Everybody loves or hates us, but we're still alive. Well, wake up in the morning, cup of coffee, grab your bags, jump into the caddy, cause the touring ain't as dark as they were overrated, educated, not supposed to live in jaded. When I get off this, I think I'm gonna have to be sedated. My sweet potato, I'll be your honey lamb. I'll give you some black tupelo. I've been caught again, shit. I
see you in the papers, I see you in the voice. I think it's day is Dixie. If I had my choice, well, I wake up in the morning, cup of coffee, grab the bags, jump into the catacombs, the tornadoes, like I say, we're overrated, educated, I suppose we're irritated. When I get up this, I think I'm gonna have a piece of bacon. Be my sweet potato, I'll be a honey lamb, I'll give me some bad super low. Should I know again? Here we go now.
Every person in this room has the perfect motive.
Stand back!
For murder.
What do you mean? Murder.
But only one of these suspects is the murderer. Is it the timid Mr. Green?
Why are you screaming?
Because I'm frightened!
Of what?
Screaming!
Or the militant Colonel Mustard?
If I was the killer, I would kill you next.
Huh?
Set him. If
Mrs. White, who helped her husband on his way.
What's the matter of life after death? Now that he's dead, I have a life.
Miss Scarlet, who's helped many men along the way.
Practice makes perfect.
Professor Plum, who's looking for a way.
I'm looking.
Mrs. Peacock.
I have absolutely no idea what we're doing here, but I am determined to enjoy myself.
Or did the butler do it?
No.
There is nothing like meat and potatoes for dinner. And in your ear, that was the band Fear with Meat and Potatoes from the Have Another Beer with Fear album released back in 95. Before that, a song from Cracker's album, A Kerosene Hat, called Sweet Potato. Loved that second album from the Camper Van Beethoven offshoot band. Now, there is an album that needs a vinyl release. Released in the vinyl wasteland of 1993, I'm surprised it hasn't turned up as a record store day release, at least as of yet. Started the show off with a wonderful suggestion from Boyd, the TV dinner song from the band The Slackers and their 2010 release called The Great Rocksteady Swindle. Now that one was released on vinyl by Hellcat Records. Love the rock steady that Boyd suggests, and it's so fitting tonight as I'll be all over the genre map, as well as the dinner plate. Rock steady, punk, garage, blues, doo-wop, reggae, country, R&B, all while scruffing up some turkey, rice, pork and beans, salami, steak, a couple of cups of soup, and some chicken.
Always I wait, always I wonder.
Like to have fried chicken on your table just about any time you wanted to.
Introduce the group now. On four string harmonica we have Kenneth Justine. On drums from Los Angeles, Josh Fries. Tommy Keane on guitar.
Rest in peace, Tommy Keane. That was I Will Dare, recorded live at the Troubadour in September of 1996 during Paul Westerberg's solo tour that year. As you heard, Tommy Keane is on guitar. Yes, that same Tommy Keane who passed away this last weekend. A power pop genius, he will be missed. You know, in researching a bit on the Matt's Keane connection, I found a great interview where Tommy tells of Westerberg's recruitment of him to handle the guitar. See, Tommy says, I always loved the Replacements, and Paul loved my stuff. We sort of met, and it was a mutual admiration society. My group opened for the Replacements in 1989 on a leg of their Don't Tell a Soul tour. Years later, I went out and played a little guitar on Tommy Stinson's first solo album, and Paul was there. Then, around this time, Paul was doing the soundtrack to the Cameron Crowe movie, Singles. And Paul called me up to see if I would play guitar for him on The Tonight Show. That never happened, but in 1996, he was in Toronto doing publicity for his solo stuff, and my band was playing their opening for the Gin Blossoms. Paul came to the show and said, I've been having the hardest time finding a guitar player for my tour. I didn't get the hint. Then he started leaving me messages at home. I ended up joining him on tour about 3 weeks later. He was interesting because if you followed the Replacements, you think of them as this lovely amateurish punk band with great songs. But when I started playing with him in rehearsal, it sounded so perfect and so tight. It sounded almost like a Replacements cocktail lounge cover band. Too perfect. As a fan, I thought, I don't know if I want to see this. Here's a guy who you thought barely knew how to play, and I soon realized that was complete bullshit. He's a very accomplished player. He could name every chord, any key. If you weren't playing exactly what he wanted to hear, he would scream at you. You think he wanted me in his band? Because I think he wanted me in his band because I got it. I was a fan, and my style of guitar playing fit. Then I would rough it up a bit. I still think a lot of fans thought that tour was too slick anyway. He made us wear suits, to which made it even slicker. You know, I was lucky enough to see Tommy and Paul on that tour 4 days earlier than the stop at the Troubadour. It was at the Fillmore in the city. Great show, not too slick in my opinion, but I did get a slick poster of that show as I walked out the door. Sort of a tradition for the Fillmore and other venues in the city. Yes, they give away the tour posters. Still have that poster, an interesting piece of art that shows a solo diver jumping off what looks to be a cruise ship into the water near Liberty Island. Interesting choice of subject and artist. One Winston Smith, a punk art surrealist that has designed over 50 album covers. Yeah, you probably know him for the Dead Kennedys logo. Yes, that black and white DK over the red circle. He did a couple of their album covers too. You know, I wonder what the background story of that Westerberg poster is. You know, I'll put the image of that into the playlist if you care to check it out over at redredonesunday.blogspot.com. All right, back to dinner. Now, I have to admit, I love me some chicken, fried, grilled, ground, sautéed, and stir-fried. So does King Salami and the Cumberland Three, as well as Nick Lowe. First up, you heard Sir Nick with the song Chicken and Feathers from the indomitable Snowman album of 83, and then a bit of Chicken Back from King Salami's album of 2010 called 14 Blazing Bangers. If you have never heard of King Salami and the Cumberland Three, that album is a good place to start, as it collects all the band's output of 7-inchers up to that point. Three more albums follow, as well as an avalanche of 45 shellac. If you head over to the band's Facemas page, you see that they claim the genre of 200% ass-kicking rhythm and blues. And in the About section state, it's a long way to the shop if you want a sausage roll. Yes, they do have a sense of humor. And it shines through their brand of musical mayhem. The band hails from jolly old London and lists their influences as Bo Diddley, Link Wray, The Sonics, The Trashmen, Chuck Berry, and James Brown. Wow, Now there's a list I approve of 300%.
Bob Dylan. Remember those fabulous 60s? The marches, the beans, the draft card burnings, and best of all, the music. Well, now Apple House has collected the finest of those songs on one album called Golden Protest, performed by the original artists who made them famous. You'll thrill to Society's Child by Janis Ian, Pleasant Valley Sunday by the Monkees, What Have They Done to the Rain by the Searchers, In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley, Silent Night, 7 O'Clock News by Simon and Garfunkel, and who can ever forget this all-time classic? Yes, it's Barry McGuire's immortal Eve of Destruction. And, of course, my own Masters of War, all for the incredibly low price of $3.95. And if you order now, you'll also receive a treasury of acid rock featuring Vanilla Fudge, Blue Chair, Frigid Pink, Moby Grape, The Electric Prunes, Jefferson Airplane, Lothar and Hand People, to name but a few. Plus, as part of this special limited offer, you'll also get the best of the supergroups with Traffic, Cream, Blind Faith, Ginger Baker's Air Force, and many, many others. Yes, this is a collector's dream, Golden Protest, plus two fabulous 60s albums, all for only $3.95. If you were to purchase these selections separately, they'd cost you hundreds of dollars, and many cannot be found anywhere at any price. Well, it's time for my boot heels to be wandering. But here's someone who'll tell you how you can get this amazing record package.
Here's how to order this amazing record package. Just send $3.95 and check your money order plus your name and address to Apple House Box 70K South Bend, Indiana. Once again, that's $3.95 and check your money to Apple House Box. Do it today.
Such a fine little fowl, so tender and so sweet. Then somebody thought he looked good to eat. Granny waited and waited for him to crow in the dawn. But when she went outside, her little chicken was gone. Granny's little chicken. Granny's little chicken. Granny's little chicken. Oh, how she cried and cried. Granny was so sad. Then Granny's mind went bye-bye. Granny just got mad. Now Granny's got a shotgun, and she's coming this way. Somebody ate Granny's chicken. Now somebody's got to pay.
More chicken goodness there from the Creeping Ivies and the Dirt Bombs as they are having a dinner party over at the National Lampoon headquarters. Sandwich between the songs, a bit of fun ripped from my vinyl copy of National Lampoon's Greatest Hits. It's called Those Fabulous 60s and features Christopher Guest sending up Mr. Voice of the Generation, Bob Dylan. The original can be found on the Radio Dinner LP, released back in 72 on the Blue Thumb record label, the first release from the National Lampoon. Looks like there's a 45 with that song released back in that same year. I need to add that one to the one list. Now you say, what the heck is a National Lampoon? Well, it is a magazine that featured some of the best humor of the era, namely 1970 to 86, with the sweet spot being 73 to 75. The Lampoon was the seedbed for alumni that would go on to create and write for Saturday Night Live, The David Letterman Show, SCTV, The Simpsons, Married with Children, Night Court, and various films including National Lampoon's Animal House, Caddyshack, National Lampoon's Vacation, and Ghostbusters. Yeah, it's a little magazine with not much influence, just a few smiles along the way. Okay, the music on each side there. First up, you heard The Creeping Ivies with the song Chicken Voodoo Blues from their collection called Your Favorite Garage Band. Love that band and did a little bit of digging to see what they've been up to, as I haven't heard any new stuff lately. It looks like Becca Murray has a couple of solo efforts out there under a couple of names, Gold Furs and The Vanishing Moon. Look them up on Bandcamp. Now, the Creeping Ivies, Twitter, and Facemas pages have been silent lately, and the webpage is kaput, so I'm hoping that this is just a lull in their output. Alright, rounding out that set was the sweet sounds of the Dirt Bombs and the song Granny's Little Chicken from the Horn Dog Fest album of 98. Yes, we all need a little Dirt Bombs in our lives, right? Alright, promised a bit of blues, and you can't get much better than Big Bill Bronzy and Washboard Sam covering Little Sun Joe.
Play away, play away. head off, and she got kind of bad. They've been digging my potato.
A vending machine and get myself a snack. The station master says he thinks the train has jumped the track. Wait a minute, up the bend, hey, what's that coming round? It's a dinner train to Dutch Town.
Yes, with a song called Dinner Train to Dutchtown from an album called Leftovers. How could I not play that song from the Bottle Rockets? Yes, Leftovers is the theme this weekend at the Penhead Estates. Lots of turkey, mashed potatoes, gravy, and cranberry sauce to fuel the activities. One such activity was entering a dark theater on Friday afternoon and emerging full of the wonder of Van Gogh, or Van Gogh, as we should be pronouncing it. Yes, my daughters took me to see a little film called Loving Vincent. It is hard to describe how wonderful this movie is, so head on over to the Loving Vincent site and get a preview. It drew me in, as my daughters knew it would, and I had to see all about it and watch the movie. An unexpected story about Vincent, and one that even someone with not much knowledge of the man would love. I'm sure it will be in my top 10 movies of the year, and one that I will come back to many times. All right, before the Bottle Rockets, you heard the song Diggin' My Potatoes from Big Bill Bronzy and Washboard Sam. I took that from a compilation called The Blues History. You know, I promised some soup earlier, and here is the first bowl, but please, there is a line.
Say, man, where's the line?
Line forms at the rear.
I don't want the rear. I want the front of the line. I'm hungry, man.
Soup line, soup line. Soup line is all I see. All you fellas ought to work better. Get in line with me. Soup line, soup line. Soup line is all I see. All you fellas ought to work better. Get in line with me.
Listen to me, fellas, what I'm about to say. I had a job and a real good pay. Now I had to slave for 10 long years. First thing they did was threw me out of my ears.
Soup line, soup line. Soup line is all I see. All you fellas ought to work better. Get in line with me.
You got a rough job, you can lose your health. If I had my way, we'd all have wealth. Now you bought beef and make some stew. I can tell by that you on the soup line too.
Soup line, soup line. Soup line is all I see. All you fellas ought to work better. Get in line with me. We'll be right back.
Yeah, could I get the double quarter pounder with cheese meal? I think I'm gonna have to go supersize.
It's hard for me to watch him go through this.
So it seems like you're starting to get addicted to it now.
You saw these numbers, right?
These numbers are outrageous.
Unfortunately, you caused some major harm to your heart, your liver, your blood.
You're gonna die. You'll die.
I want more, 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 more.
You gotta stop.
What the time you have the dread? 12 o'clock natty. Roots. Is a wonder them no said dread have something to do with the pies and flour. Eh? Why? You know, all the while I'm blaming. Every hour on the hour, you hear people bawling for pies and flour. I says, there's a man that live next door.
In my neighborhood. In my neighborhood.
He died to pies and flour. Cause every hour on the hour, you hear the people them are bawling.
Chicken in Town, that was Dr. Alimentado with the song Poison Flower. That is flower spelled F-L-O-U-R. I ripped it from the Green Sleeves record release of 1978. Before that, some McCluskey with Rice is Nice from the 2006 album McCluskeyism. Started the set off with a bit of doo-wop from Leon D. Tarver and the Cordones. And the compilation called Catch the Windy City Harmonizers, Unreleased and Rare, Volume 4. You're not much in the web about that band. I did, however, find that they did release a 7-incher on the Checker label back in 54. And I got a great suggestion from Darren this week. You know, get out that TV tray, turn on the tube, and fire up the microwave. It's time for a TV dinner.
Put up a few more signs.
home of the finest restaurants and the greatest chefs in the world. All my life, I've wanted to be one of them. You may think that's a strange dream for a rat, but I've always believed that with hard work and a little luck, it's only a matter of time before I'm discovered.
Young Master Chicken got rabies. Rats in the kitchen got scabies. Birds and the bees on fire. Master Chicken, you're my desire. Cook's got a goat tooth, maybe. He looks like he's kinda crazy. His brain looks like it's gravy. And I just wanna have your baby. Spicy Chicken, LSD. Spicy Chicken, you and me. Spicy Chicken, LSD. Let's start a happy family. Your spicy chicken got rabies. Rats in the kitchen got scabies. Birds and the bees on fire. Spicy chicken, you're my desire. Cook's got a ghost food, maybe. It looks like he's kinda crazy. His brain looks like it's gravy. And I just wanna have your baby. Spicy chicken, LSD. Spicy chicken, baby, you and me. Spicy chicken, LSD. We're a happy family. Spicy chicken, spicy. You're so spicy. Spicy chicken, LSD. Spicy chicken, baby, you and me. Spicy chicken, PCP. We're a happy family.
These latest creations from Sierra Nevada. Yes, that 12-pack of fresh hop brews is reaping some excellent rewards. This week, let's have a go at the Fresh Hop Double IPA. You know, this one pours a burnt orange color with a slightly orange-tinted two-finger head, much darker than the Fresh Hop Session IPA I had last week. The aromas, oh wow, sweet caramel, a little bit of pine. Let's taste this one. So please join me in saluting the last meal of the day. Dinner, supper, feast, banquet, dinner party, whatever you call it. Cheers. Oh, nice, simple. double IPA here with the caramel and chocolate malts really hitting you, predominating. Sierra Nevada struck a wonderful balance. Let's see, on the webpage they call it, double IPA, and the hops are fresh hops IPA, the fresh hops are at 67 IBU, and the alcohol is right at 8%. You would expect a sticky sweetness to this one, but it finished nice and dry, with not a hint of alcohol burn. Well done, Sierra Nevada. Please raise your glass back up to the brewery and to the fine contributors to the show tonight. Kate, Darren, Boyd, and Nolan. Cheers. Well, speaking of Nolan, you just heard his suggestion, the Tony Cliftons, with the song Dinner Bell, from the EP called The Tony Cliftons Are Ruining Everything. You can find that one on the Bandcamp machine. Before the Tony Cliftons, you heard the Black Jaspers with Spicy Chicken from their self-titled album of 2001. Starting to set off some British anarcho ska from the band Citizen Fish and the album Flinch. The song is TV Dinner, and I have to thank Darren for suggesting that one for the show tonight. I'm going to head back into the new release aisle this week for Kate's suggestion, and actually for another one from Darren as well.
From hell, and man, I hope you don't mind me asking, do you ever feel
album is called Low Down and Dirty. The band is the Dukes of Bordello, and the song is called Scream. If you want to go faster, head on over to thedukesofbordello.com for more info about these self-professed trash can rock and rollers. Before the Dukes, I went back to the theme with a band called The Shorts. You heard the title track from their album called Chicken Shit. Hey, without chicken shit, you wouldn't have all that rice and beans and collard greens. Starting to set off was the Melbourne-based band Massive with a song from their as-yet-untitled third album. The song is Calm Before the Storm, and I have to thank Kate for suggesting that slice of rose tattoo-like goodness. She sent me a disclaimer saying that the label the band is on, called Dinner for Wolves, is run by a couple of friends of hers. Hey, with a song like that, I don't care at all, Kate. I love it. You know, and that the Shorts CD, I have to thank Darren for that one as well. Next up, a bit of Southern prog proto-metal.
Joe! crutches, this broken heart of mine. When I saw you at the party, you seemed to me just fine. But it didn't take you long before you found yourself a bow. Don't worry, it's not contagious to the one. Let me go. What if your silence was a gift with the answer there for me? When it flew right by my face, but everybody else could see. A full moon or hormones, whatever could it be? Find some way to move on. Forgiveness, that's a key. And they told me to take it day by day. Courageous for stepping out of line. We might even have ourselves a laugh on down the road. But don't worry, it's not contagious to the one who let me go.
You know, I have to admit a bit of a mistake last week on the show. You know, there's always mistakes. A strange fade here, a tick on the vinyl there, but I announced the Jeremy Porter and the Tucos song Patty's Unimpressed. Yeah, last week, and I just had not heard the song enough. I just got it via Bandcamp, and, you know, hadn't got the album yet. Now, it is clear in the lyrics that Patty is not a female, which I announced. So sorry about that. Let's see if I can get it right on the song I played from the album this week. Yes, I received the LP in the mail. Jeremy Porter and the Tucos' latest called Don't Worry, It's Not Contagious. And this week I played what I think is the title track called Don't Worry. Dang, I probably screwed that one up too. But hey, I'm not going to worry, Jer. Head on over to thetucos.com for more info on that release. Before the Tucos, you heard a new band called Whiteside's Daughter with the song The Tent Show. You can find their stuff on the Bandcamp machine, and I have an interesting fact for you. Steve Deaton of the Steve Deaton 3 is working on that band's album, which will include that song. Not sure in what capacity he is working for the band, but he did send along a link for me to listen to. Thanks, Steve.
It's magical. A show, illogical. No sense, ambivalence, I don't know. Where do we go from here? Help you die. Spark.
this club by urban crime. I had a lover, she go crazy every time. And through it all, we was drinking a box of chicken wine. And through it all, we was drinking a box of chicken wine. Insectors or police arrest you. They release secretions to digest you. And they do this fine, drinking a bottle of chicken wine. They do this fine, drinking a bottle of chicken wine. Can't stop talking about fermented beverages, beverages. Put your mouth on all of my fermented beverages, beverages. Hey, hey, baby, baby, drink some me. Look at what chicken wine has done for me, yeah. Solo. For the CIA, I got blown up in my own cool way. I can't describe how good I feel today, because I live in a motel drinking chicken wine. I have no love because of chicken wine. Can't stop talking about fermented beverages, beverages. Put your mouth on all of my fermented beverages, beverages. Hey, hey, baby, baby, drink some lean. Look at what chicken wine has done for me, yeah.
Aisle and swinging back to the subject, some chicken wine there from the band Electric Six and their latest album called I Dare Ya. Before that, a new song from the Pack 80. It is called Dollhouse and it is from their album of the same name. Love that band out of Vancouver, BC. Dollhouse is their seventh full length and you can find it over on their website, thepack80.com. You know, I love me some pork and beans, and so does Weezer. In fact, they smeared it all over a red vinyl 7-inch they released back in 2008.
I ain't got a thing to prove to you. will you have for dinner, my lovelies? What will you have?
I'm looking for a really good cut of meat.
Ah, someone special for dinner.
Why, yes.
Cannibal girls. They're young, beautiful, and very, very sexy. They love every man they meet. Cannibal girls. In order not to offend or horrify those in the audience of a squeamish or prudish disposition, the sound of a bell will warn you when to close and open your eyes, so that you may avoid witnessing certain scenes of an especially erotic or gruesome nature. Cannibal girls, they love every man they meet, first to death, then for dinner.
A handful of rice and a heart full of heartaches, that's all that remains of the love that we knew. I'm throwing the rice at my friend and my sweetheart a minute ago. They said I do. This was to be our wedding. This was to be our day. But here am I, while someone else is taking her away. A handful of rice tells the end of my story. That handful of rice broke my heart in two. To be our wedding, this was to be our day. But here am I, while someone else is taking her away. A handful of rice tells the end of my story. That handful of rice broke my heart in two.
A sad tale from Red Foley there. The song is called A Handful of Rice, and I ripped it from a Decca label 7-inch release back in 56. Yes, some pure country right after a bit of power pop from Weezer. That was the song Pork and Beans, and I ripped it from the Interscope label Red Vinyl Pressing. You know, for some reason, the band released three different versions of that 7-inch single with three different B-sides. The one I have has a killer cover of Our Friends Electric. You know, it is raining out here on the left coast today, and I've got a pot of turkey soup on the stove. Gonna cut a slice of fresh French bread and soak up the last bit of broth in the bowl and wash it down with a bit of ale. Ah, yes, nothing better than some good soup.
Set up top. cares we've forgotten yet.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
The sugar gum,
let's give it all we got.
The sugar gum,
and when the dancing's through,
the sugar gum,
I'll chop some turkey with you.
The sugar gum,
oh, we're gonna do the turkey trot again. Just like they did it back in 1910. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, let's turkey trot.
The sugar gum, the sugar gum,
gobble diddle lip, gobble gobble diddle lip.
Hey!
Yes, I played I Will Dare again, so sue me. Hey, this one I ripped from the 7-inch single that Rhino and Twintone released back in 2008 to go along with the Twintone LP box set. You know, this one differs a bit, quite a bit, from the live one I played earlier. This one features Paul Westerberg playing a mandolin and Peter Buck playing guitar. You know, that song's title is an apt motto for the band and actually for this little show, so I played it twice. Love it. Before the Mats, some Little Eva with Let's Turkey Trot, ripped from a collectibles label 7-incher. The original version of that song was released back in 63 when everybody had a single about a new dance. Starting this off was the Measure Essay with a song called Good Soup. You know, I've got one more 45 to play tonight, and it's a major curveball. But before I throw it, let's go over the next 2 weeks on the show. Next week, lunch is served, and in 2 weeks, we'll be waking up to some breakfast. So if you have any suggestions for either of those subjects, send me a line at redredwineonasunday@gmail.com, or leave me a comment at Facebook, where I'm Red Red Wine on a Sunday, or Twitter, where I'm Red Wine Sunday. All right, that last 7-incher, well, it doesn't get much more punk than BC. The scathing lyrics and brutal feedback on this next one just cuts me right in half. You know, I hope you enjoy it. Yes, it is Bing Crosby getting us in the Christmas spirit with Christmas Dinner Country Style. I hope you have enjoyed dinner this week, and please join me next time for more Red Red Wine on a Sunday.
Mother, mother, everybody's starving. Mother, mother, let's eat.
Hold your horses, got a million courses, and I'm fixing a treat.
Jeremiah, go and help your mother. Jane and Jonah, you too. Hezekiah, go and get your brother. Then fetch Amy and Sue. Mother, mother, everybody's happy. Got a reason to smile.
'Cause you know that I'm about to serve a Christmas dinner country style.
Christmas dinner country style.
Hey, everybody sit and bow your head. We'll all say grace and then break bread. Put your napkin on your lap while Judd pours cider from the tap. Oh, don't that turkey look divine? Well, promenade it down the line. Plenty of dark, we're long on white, so alamander platter to your right. Now sashay along that country ham and double sashay a marshmallow yam. Swing to the left some chestnut stuffing and a swing to the right a huckleberry muffin. Time for your partner to reach across and do-si-do the cranberry sauce. Helping one and all, and you and the rhubarb swing to the wall. Pass a little drumstick if you please, and promenade the pretty black-eyed peas. Well, you all sashay and do-si-do, so much turkey you're about to explode. But you still gotta swing to the pickled quince. Choose your pie, the bucket or mince. Oh, the dinner was grand to say the least, so honor the lady who cooked the feast.
Mother, mother, thank you for the dinner, all the fixings.
Nothing to it, mighty glad to do it, seeing how much you ate.
Jeremiah, go and get your little, come on, father, let's dance.
I'm too full of turkey and the stuff tonight, taking a chance.
It's a very, very Merry Christmas, got a reason to smile. Mother, mother, everybody loved your Christmas dinner, country style. Christmas dinner, country style.
Incidentally, it's been wonderful being able to bring you our recorded music that you've requested. And in the future, ladies and gentlemen, if you think of some number you'd like me to record, let me know, because I enjoy making records of the numbers you want most to hear. And George is suggesting right now that it's time to go.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.